there was a twin rotor helicopter that the Allies had captured and was taken to Bewley for evaluation, and there was a Fokker Jalous kite, which was a rotor kite, which was used by U-boats. They used to release this thing on the surface, and it used to get airborne purely on the basis of the speed of the wind and the speed the U-boat was doing, and the observer in the kite would be able to look over the horizon and spot any Allied shipping. In the event of a British destroyer or Allied destroyer coming up, he could be cut away and left his own devices, and the submarine would crash dive. So I wouldn't have thought a very popular position. Anyway, we had three of these at Bewley, and my job was to try and get them to fly. Of course, we had no manuals, no information on them, but we rigged them up as best we could, had them on the back of a flat-top lorry, and when there was no flying, we used to fly down the drive down the runway at high speed and slowly release the kite from the back of the flat top with a chap in it and try and get it airborne. We weren't terribly successful. We had one or two mishaps and had to rebuild. But later on, when I got posted abroad, I was sat in a cinema in Habania in Iraq, and the British Movie Tone News came on. And it said, we're now going over to Kelshot, and there was an RAF launch, and on the back of the launch was our rotorcraft, and they were testing in the Solent. And I was able to turn around to my mates and say, oh, I worked on that. And it did actually get off the ground, yeah.